Mark Kreider talks the Mousetrap auditions with director Kim Frick Welker and your chance to enjoy the Dogwood Community Band Festival today on The Scene.
Talking today with Kim Frick Welker. Kim works for CPAC, that is the Cookeville Performing Arts City. They're part of the Department of Leisure Services. She is going to be directing a production of The Mousetrap. It's a classic play that is based on the Agatha Christie mysteries. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming auditions and talking a little bit about the play. So I'm so glad you're here today, Kim.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I wasn't sure. What is your official title at CPAC?
I am now the Cultural Arts Coordinator.
Cultural Arts Coordinator. That's good. I like that. That's a fancy title.
It is a fancy title.
So I imagine auditions are always challenging, is that you want to get people to show up.
Yes.
No matter what their level of experience. I mean, you obviously hope you're going to get some people who are bringing buku experience to the stage.
Correct. But, you know, I love having a nice balance of actors who are experienced and then bringing in new people and combining that energy.
Right, because you get that new person in who falls in love with it, and then, you know, you've made a theater person for life.
And you have built-in mentors with those experienced actors. Yeah, it's a nice combo. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, so why The Mousetrap?
Well, back in 1983 was my first experience seeing The Mousetrap. Mm-hmm. I was actually involved with a theater company called The Stage Company. My mother played one of the characters, Miss Casewell.
Okay.
And I fell in love with the play. It was so much fun. We had a great time, huge hit. And I always thought once I started working at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center in 2006, it's always been in the back of my mind as a show that I thought would be fun for us.
That's great. Yeah, it really is a classic show. You know, there's a great joke, but I don't want to tell it because it gives away the twist at the end.
Oh.
And so I won't do that because I wouldn't want to ruin it for people. But Ian McKellen tells this very funny joke that has to do with that, but it does give away the ending. So so you'll have to look it up if you want to know what the joke is. But it's very funny. Well, I'm really excited that you're doing this show. It's very hard for a hacky old actor like me. Because I do love The Mousetrap, but I also love Shakespeare, and they're kind of similar time period, and that's hard.
Yes, yes. So our auditions are coming up June 9th and 10th for The Mousetrap, and then I believe June 22nd, 23rd,
yeah, later
around
in
there,
the month.
We're having auditions for Shakespeare in the Park, which is another production that we produce.
Right, and it's so exciting. I mean, CPAC, the amount of theater that y'all do – between producing a Shakespeare festival, doing three shows as part of your backstage series. And how many years is this for the backstage
series? We are starting our 32nd year.
That is so amazing. I fondly remember when that series started.
I pulled up the whole list of all the plays and highlighted some of the shows that you've directed.
I did do a few. Well, it was just such a – I mean, I remember talking to Rick Woods about it and – I know he was inspired in part by a show that happened at the Playhouse. Actually, I think they did it in the Wesley when the Playhouse was closed. Mm. This was before I started at Tech, a couple years before. They did Lone Star and Laundry and Bourbon.
I was in Laundry and Bourbon.
Okay, well,
I was
in Lone Star. Yeah, I played, I think I played Ray.
Okay.
Ray and Roy are the two guys.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I love those plays. But I think I remember him saying – he loved the smallness of it and thought, this is the kind of thing we could do on the backstage.
And see, that's where my training came in back in Southern Illinois when I first saw Mousetrap. It was a very intimate theater. The most we could see was 96. So my training was in a small, intimate theater. And that's why the backstage series feels so comfortable.
Yeah, it's just the best. And boy, some of the shows you've done in recent years that just really stand out for me. You know, the one that you – the Albee play.
Marriage play.
Did. Oh, the marriage
Frank,
play.
Yeah.
Just, it was so good.
That was a hard play.
Well, and that's one of those plays that I will say, I didn't love it when I read it. And when I saw how it was performed, I really was just knocked out by it. Because I'm like, oh, okay, this is what this show is.
You got to give a lot of props to director Jennifer Williams.
Yeah.
Because she had the vision to make this play that a lot of people read, did not care for. And then turned it
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's really exciting. Well, so I want to talk a little bit more. You have been in theater for many, many years. You mm-hmm. and I both have been in theater. We've been in theater here in Cookeville, too. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to talk a little more about that. And I want to talk a little bit more about the Mousetrap and the auditions that are coming up. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to continue talking with Kim Frick-Welker from the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. Once again, I'm talking with Kim Frick-Welker from CPAC, our Cookeville Performing Arts Center here in town, and she's going to be directing The Mousetrap, which is just a very cool play based on the story by Agatha Christie. And now, did she adapt this play, or did she write it as a play?
In 1947, she was commissioned to write a radio play, and she called it Three Blind Mice. And it was at the request of the BBC for Queen Mary's birthday, 80th birthday. And it was a hit, and so she decided to broaden that into a full-length play, but she could not use that title for a play because that title had already been used. And so I believe it was her son-in-law that suggested The Mousetrap. And it's a reference to Hamlet, you know, the play within the play where he calls it The Mousetrap to try to, you know, trap his uncle.
So it's a great title. Yeah. I mean, it really is a great title. It's so fun that you're doing a murder mystery, too. I think that there – I was very lucky as a college student. I was in a production of Death Trap, which has always been one of my favorite. And then more recently in Knoxville, I got to be in a production of Sleuth. And those are both two very famous murder mystery kind of shows. But this is kind of the classic.
What I love about The Mousetrap, Agatha Christie is she's famous for her murder mysteries. And The Mousetrap is the longest running play in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The longest running play in the world. And every time somebody does a production, it just adds to that. You will never see a film. It was written in her will that as long as it's premiering on the stage in London, it will not be made into a film. So that's pretty interesting
as well.
That's
interesting. I did not know that. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those shows that has just existed forever. And I've never been in it, but I certainly know about it.
Well, the other thing I like about this one of the murder mysteries is the characters are so colorful compared to some of the other murder mysteries. So there's a lot of – it even says there's a lot of wiggle room for you, interpretation of these characters.
Which I think is also great. Yeah, she's such an amazing storyteller. And, you know, I've always loved her Poirot mysteries, and those are so great. So as a director, what are you looking for in auditions?
Well, with this one, again, because the characters are so colorful, animated, we're doing cold readings from the script, but you can check out these scripts for perusal and look at them ahead of time. Chemistry, especially for the husband and wife who own this manor where everything takes place. And you know, to be quite honest, we're all busy, so availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's true.
Availability for rehearsals.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Do you see areas of – and it's something certainly is talked a lot about in contemporary theater – areas of diversity that you can fit into the show? Do you see that with the characters?
Yes, and this is open to all ethnicities. Now, you need female, male characters, three females, five males. But the rest of it is open.
I think that's exciting. And it's one of the things that I think we see more and more in theater is what if we were to approach this character? You know, what if for instance, an African-American actor were to play this character.
And actually, if you go online and pull up previous productions, you will see that. And this takes place in the 50s in England. So,
That's exciting. That's really exciting. So is there anything that actors – so you say you're interested and you've never auditioned for a play before. What do you need to prepare in advance? What would you suggest?
Well, I always recommend doing some research on the play itself, the background of the play, where does it take place. Accents will be involved in this production.
Okay.
Do as much research as you can about the play.
And I believe you said, but scripts are available at the box office?
Yes. We always have perusal scripts that you can check out and you can read the whole play, sometimes just sides. But for this, I'd like people to read the whole play. It's not a long play. It's an easy read.
Okay, that's really exciting. And, you know, don't be intimidated. There's a lot of construction going on at CPAC. But I tell you what, it's going to be worth it when it's all done.
So worth it. Anyone that's been in that restroom, the women's restroom, we're going from 5 stalls to 12.
Oh,
it's worth it.
Oh, that's amazing. It's going to be fantastic. But don't think, well, gosh, it looks like there's so much construction. Maybe they're not open. They are open. They are regular business hours. It's very easy to access during the day. You can come right in the front entrance.
Yes.
You know, the lobby is open, the box office, everything is open. So, well, we're going to take a short break, and then we come back. We're going to continue to talk with Kim Frick-Welker from CPAC about the upcoming auditions for The Mousetrap. So, Kim, you've been involved in theater for a long time. Mm-hmm. What originally drew you to the theater?
I've been actively involved for 43 years, but back in 1969, first of all, my parents were both in theater.
Mm-hmm.
They met doing theater. 1969, 9 years old, we lived in Seattle. My parents took me to see a live production of Hair, the musical. And that experience, so shy, but I knew that if I could ever get the nerve, I would love to do theater. And that was my inspiration.
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's funny that something like Hair was kind of the gateway drug for theater for you.
For me, for a shy kid.
You know, I felt the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was Godspell.
Oh, there you go.
But I was, you know, I was very young, and it was just magical to me. Like, they're on stage, and they're laughing and singing and acting, and that looks so much fun.
Mm.
So, yeah, it really is. It's very addictive.
And I have found, you know, I said I was shy. I would cry if anybody talked to me. But I find that a lot of people who are introverts like I am, once they're on stage and they can immerse themselves into another character, it's a safe place. It is a safe place for me.
Yeah, and it's very exciting to be able to sort of, you know, the cliche is to walk in someone else's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is exciting. I mean, you think about the people that we have had the opportunity to play. We've been husband and wife, even.
Death of a Salesman.
One of my all-time favorite experiences. And you know, being able to look over at you and knowing that you were my scene partner, and that whole cast was just phenomenal. But it's just such a great bonding thing that I sometimes feel for people who maybe haven't had that experience to really understand how powerful it is.
I agree.
So I know that you guys, I know CPAC is starting to formulate their full season.
Mm-hmm.
The Mousetrap is going to kick off the backstage season.
Correct.
Which is so exciting, and it is. It's a classic play. I assume you have not yet made an announcement of the rest of the season?
Not yet. We're still perusing scripts, and we're narrowing it down.
That's really cool. But the fall is looking good because you're doing Mousetrap by Agatha Christie. You're doing Troilus and Cressida by William
mm-hmm.
Shakespeare in the Shakespeare Festival. Very unusual Shakespeare to be doing. Joe Clark, who has directed for you before, is going to be directing
it. He's such
it.
A thoughtful director, you know.
Yeah, he's just great. And I love that he picked this problem play, as they sometimes refer to it. I get why he loves it so much, but I think it's really exciting. So let's circle back. So mm-hmm. auditions are coming up on, tell me again when the auditions are happening.
June 9th and 10th, 6:30 at the Performing Arts Center. You would enter the front doors and then we'll take you from there.
What can an actor expect if they come to auditions?
You would come in, fill out your audition form. There'll be a holding area. We will give you perusal scripts to look at. We'll tell you exactly what pages you're going to read. We'll pair you up with partners. You'll have a chance to go to a little quiet space and rehearse that little bit with your partner, and then you'd come in and read for us.
Fantastic. And just to stress again, so if somebody has never acted in a show before, the auditions are as welcome to them as someone who's, you know, done 30 shows.
We would love to see new faces. Yeah.
That's great. Is there any age limit as far as the characters
there
in the show?
I'd say the youngest mid-20s and the oldest mid 70s, late 70s.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's great. And a variety of characters. How many actors are you looking for to put together
Eight
for this
total,
company?
Eight total. Three female, five male.
Okay. Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. And let's see. What else did I want to ask you today? So they're on the 9th and 10th.
Mm-hmm.
They take place at 6:30.
Correct.
And if you come to auditions at 6:30, you should plan to be there for a few hours, right?
Yes, at least an hour, but give yourself 2 hours.
Right.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things I always notice is people coming into auditions and they're like, well, can I get out of here in 15 minutes? No, probably
and
not.
And the other thing that they might need to know is the production actually goes up in August, August 15th through the 23rd.
Okay.
So you definitely need to be available on those dates for
right.
the production.
So, yeah. So you're looking at predominantly July and August.
Correct.
As rehearsal time. Well, Kim, I hope you have a huge turnout for this Auditions for the Mousetrap by Agatha Christie. It's been fantastic talking with you today.
You
Thank
as well.
You so much for your time.